You're listening to the original Anchor Station, providing tech talk tips and observations. This is Av Uniglick, your tech concierge. Stay tuned. More tech talk tips coming right up. This is your Tech Talk tip for Tuesday, October 17th, 2017. An SSD for you and me. You know, you may have an older laptop, desktop, or even be considering purchasing a new one. One of the key bottlenecks in performance on any computer, PC, or Mac is the hard drive. For years, we as users were faced with slow, mechanical, vulnerable to damage hard drives. Capacities were ever growing in size, yet the reliability, speed, and even on the fastest, overall performance had been lacking. With the advent of SSD, which stands for Solid State Drive, most of these challenges are now avoided. Initially, solid state drives were limited in capacity, but as the technology matures, size has begun to compare to popular mechanical drive sizes. Of course, due to the benefits of SSD, higher pricing has been a reservation for we shoppers. This season, pricing is starting to fall as both supply and demand are making the economics work in our favor. Your tech concierge recommends that you compare the pricing of SSD to systems without and see if the numbers are worth the benefits to you. Reliability fears were in the early days of SSD also a factor in the decisions to go or not go with them. Tech Report conducted exhaustive endurance tests to prove that reliability should no longer be a factor or concern. SSD drives have logged over a petabyte of data on average, and that's a million gigabytes of reads and writes. And with common non-commercial usage, this number equates to thousands of years of use, approximately 10 times the lifespan of mechanical drives. That said, even with an SSD, you should always have a solid backup plan by storing your data on a second drive locally, as well as a cloud-based or other off-site backup. Your data is always of prime concern, and having ready and uninterrupted access to it is key to an enjoyable computing experience. If you've ever lost data, you know exactly what I mean. I recently acquired a new Samsung Evo 850 500GB drive as a replacement for my 1TB mechanical drive in my 3-year-old Dell Inspiron laptop. Price was under $160 on Amazon. In comparison, a mechanical 2.5-inch Seagate Iron Wolf drive with 1TB capacity, that's twice the capacity, and a mean time between failure of 1 million hours can be had for under $63. You might ask, how long is 1 million hours? That's much greater than the current average human lifetime, about 114 years. So, the premium for a drive that performs approximately 10 times faster than that of a mechanical drive with higher reliability is about $100. Is it worth it to you? Granted, mechanical drives exceed capacities of current SSDs, with the Iron Wolf drive sporting up to 12 terabytes for under $475, while the Samsung Evo 850 tops off at 4 terabytes and is on sale for under $1,500. Over a threefold price difference still. For commercial purposes, Pro and network-attached storage versions of these mechanical drives offer higher speeds and reliability than their lower-priced consumer counterparts do, due to construction and design factors. Still, speed tops off at 7,200 RPM in most cases for these SATA drives, a mere fraction of the SSD counterpart. Next time you consider replacing your hard drive or buying a new system, take these factors into your evaluation, and you too may find value in going the SSD route. I invite you to reach out so that we may continue the conversation together. As always, I'll be offering up my Tech Talk tips and observations as I do daily on my station at anchor.fm/askavi. For an archive of all my previous Tech Talk tips, please visit www.techtalktips.com. For Anchor.fm, iTunes, Google Play, the Amazon Echo platform, and more, I'm Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and you can connect with me at my website at www.askavi.com. I hope you have a great week.